Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
All righty, good morning and welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard via the airways of TalkTainment Radio. Today we have an interesting subject. We will be delving into the seventh area of people activity, religion. We're going to be asking Mr. Fuller what it is and how it works and how our mind has been trained. I've been all over Facebook explaining as much as I could how Mr. Fuller is going to talk about it and explode into the areas of religion and not necessarily what you think of what we've been taught, primarily the church. I'm going to have Mr. Fuller speak about the religion of economics, the religion of education, the religion of entertainment, and so forth, all in the nine areas. So open up your minds for that as we have Mr. Fuller explain. And he is on the line live from Washington, D.C., as usual. You can pick up this program by, you can go to the YouTube channel, just type in the word Talktainment, then Talktainment number two, then scroll down to radio, and you can actually see and hear at least me. I don't know why you would want to do that, but you can do that. You can also go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and just hit program, and you're there. Or excuse me, listen live, and you're there. You can go to the let's see, what is that? Oh, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I'll do that. You can also, let's see, you can go to Facebook, yeah, facebook.com/talktainment, and you're there. And you can also do this. You can call at 877-932-9766, and you can get on there. There's been a lot of stuff going on this morning. The usual suspects are in play. Those who are familiar with the show know exactly what I mean, so we are getting off the ground. Hopefully I'll have an update on the donations during the 2 hours broadcast today. I want to say this, Daryl, who wrote me this morning, I asked Ed about the Facebook, or rather about the YouTube situation, particularly your second part of your question. I don't know what's going on as far as the editing is concerned or why it's not there, but whatever it is, if it's a problem, then I know that they'll try to work that out. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. Hey, we're good. Donations. We're down to $650. Okay. That's all we need. Thank you. That's all we need. $650 on that. Okay. I think that's all the housework out of the way. Do this. Let me present to some and introduce to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. He is live from Washington, D.C. Fuller has no idea of what I'm going to, what we're going to discuss today, and that's just the way we like it. But let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, as usual, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. You're coming in very loud, very clear, and that's good. Okay. In my discussions this week with the groups that I am involved in, this came up, the subject of religion. And I noticed that when that word first came out of people's mouth, it had something to do with the church. And in our colonized mind, that is the way that that we've been taught. But when I started to read and began, and I'm still learning to understand the code book or the code, it became apparent that a definition of religion needed to be explained, and you did that in your book. But for those who are now listening or coming in contact with the show, and many are, Mr. Fuller, many people are into this or are coming into the knowledge of the compensatory concept with you and your book. Can you explain what religion is and how it works?
Well, on page 334 of the Word Guide, Compensatory Counter-Racist Word Guide, the word religion and or religious person is there. On page 334,
yes.
It continues into page 335, it says, use the terms, all right? You can use the terms religion or religious person, but use the word religion to apply to the sum total of all things that a person chooses to do or say. In other words, anything that you choose to do or say, that's without anybody around and whatnot, but these are things that you choose to do or do, something that you choose to do, or something that you choose to say, or you try to do or say, according to your will. In other words, the will that is given to you. Everybody has a will. At all times, in all places, in all areas of activity. And that includes economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion in general, that is, since there are so many different religions, sex, and war, counter-war. What you choose to do or say in all of those areas of activity. I mean, when you have a choice, I'm not talking about when someone forces you to do something, but when you have a choice. So basically, a religion is basically, and I like to say it this way, a strong belief backed up your religion, whatever you choose to do, without anybody looking over your shoulder or anything.
Mm-hmm.
These are choices that you make. Whatever you are doing at the time that you are doing it, and you did it by your own choice, something that you wanted to do. If you snorted cocaine, that's your religion. Why? It's something you choose to do. It's something you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it. Nobody's around you. Nobody's making you do it. But you're choosing to do it. You believe that that's what you should do. That's why you're doing it. So whatever you're doing at the time that you're doing it, that is your religion. I don't care what. When somebody asks you later on, well, what is your religion? You say, oh, I'm a Buddhist. Well, are you a Buddhist when you're snorting cocaine? Because that's what you choose to do. Because that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your religion doesn't go outside of what you choose to do. So you can just enumerate all the things that you do, and you'll say, when you put all those things together, add them up, draw a line under it, and add them up, and come up with the sum total, everything that you have listed is a part of your religion.
Mm-hmm.
According to what? Neely Fuller? No. According to logic.
Logic, yes.
According to logic, that mm-hmm. has to be your religion.
Okay.
Strong belief backed up by action.
All right. How did we get to religion being a religious connotation? Were we taught this or ingrained in us that it had something to do with the heavenlies? How did we get it there? When somebody says religion, the mind
and I'm trying to train my mind not to go there, but immediately goes to something of the Holy of Holies. How did that happen, in your opinion?
It happens by people teaching you, just like most things happen. We're having a conversation right now. Most of the things that I say is a result of things I've been, I'll say all the things that I say are as a result of my environment, the words that I'm using. I'm speaking something called the English language. Am I an English person? No. I mean, you know, wherever you're raised up, there are people who have what you call, since we're talking about religion, tribal religions. And if I start talking about religion to them, people might look at each other in some place, somewhere on some island overseas, I mean, where it's just maybe 800 people on an island, and I will say religion, and they will, in their own language, say something about customs.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be what most people would call their religion. They will have little ceremonies and whatnot that people never even saw before. They might put some rocks into a fire and whatnot.
Yes.
That's a part of their religion. And see to it that those rocks, I mean, turn what you might call white hot, and, you know, and give off a certain type of smoke. And they will walk in a circle around it. And they will say, well, we are communing with the gods. And you'll say, I don't know what you all are doing, because I can't relate to none of this at all. I mean, but they will say that, don't come anywhere close to this circle where we got these rocks, or you are violating our religion. Why? Because you're a stranger, and strangers are not supposed to come close to this. I mean, you're showing disrespect for our religion. And our religion calls for us to persecute you if you do that. And you'll say, that sounds like a bunch of foolishness to me. But this is how, you know, they have been doing it for 1,000 years or more, or 2,000 or 3,000. And they don't know anything else. So in answer to the question, you know, it comes down to, what is your religion? And what does your religion require you to do? Because that's all it is. Religions have requirements.
Okay.
So people get into all kinds of fights all over the world about what religion requires them to do.
Okay.
As we speak right now, people are killing each other about the word religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's not according to our religion. We don't do that. You're going to be chastised. All right.
Okay. Before I take an email, would it be safe to say, this is for clarity, that religion is who you are? I'm just asking, because I'm still learning myself.
A person is asking that question?
Yeah. Could it be that religion is who you are?
Who you are when you do what?
Whatever you're going to do.
Okay, well, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
Religion is what you do based on that's what you want to do.
Okay.
You believe in doing. Whatever you believe in doing, whatever you're doing at the very moment that you're doing it, and you believe in doing it, and that's what you want to do, you want to curse somebody out, that's a part of your religion.
Okay.
Why? Because you're doing it.
Because you're
doing
it.
And that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is for Gmail from Daryl. He says, Mr. Fuller, you've talked in the past on this show and in your book about how we as black folk should deal with racism on the job. But if you can speak more about this, because there are many in our community right now as we speak who believe they can show up late, show up dressed however they want, and say whatever they want and to whoever on that job and still be able to keep it. And if fired for doing their own thing and on that boss's dime, go out in protest about it publicly, like, quote, I know my rights, end of quote, with thousands of us getting behind them in support. Fact is, if more of us understood the system of white supremacy, what it is and how it works, you'd expect to be whiteballed or lied to. You don't show up in a dashiki with red, black, and green wristbands on a Kunta Kinte t-shirt as a response and then expect to get your gig back when you know the boss who messed you over is a white supremacist who will use your outspokenness against you. So can you, Mr. Fuller, speak to this once again and emphasize to the listeners how best to respond in situations like this as opposed to always being in protest mode? Daryl.
We're prisoners of war. So if you want to, as a prisoner of war, go and tell the people who are running the prison that you are in. If you're a black person and you're on this planet, you are already a prisoner of war. That's who you are. You're going to be treated like a prisoner of war if you haven't found that out already. So if you don't know that, you will just find it out. That's all. Because prisons have masters. And the prison masters are hostile to the prisoners. Hostility is built into that prison system. So if you get in the prison master's face, the prison master has assigned you to do a task, and you say you are not going to do it, or you know your rights as a prisoner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the prison master will simply say, oh, okay, I say you don't have any. You say you have them, but I'm your master. Now, if you are my master, prove it. See, it just comes down to proof. Are you going to be the master over the person whom you came and begged for a job or asked for a job? Are you his or her master, or do they have mastery over you? Can they do you more harm than you can do to them? Bottom line, we're talking about power here. And coming in, like the caller said, or whomever sent in the email, if the person that you asked for a job and said, okay, when you come in here, don't come in here with all those t-shirts on talking about black power and all that, because my customers, when they come in, they walk back out the door when they see that type of confrontation. It's not good for my business.
Mm-hmm.
So don't come in here with that black power t-shirt on. Well, I got freedom of speech. And I wear it. Well, okay, you got freedom of speech. You do have that. You can say what you want to. And if you wear your T-shirt, that is a form of speech. But my customers walk back out the door and don't come back. And I have to have customers in order to have a business and in order to be able to pay you a salary. So now, if you run my customers off with your Black Power t-shirt, then my business suffers, and then I lose money, and I can no longer pay you. Now, do you want to get paid? That's the bottom line. Or would you rather walk around on the streets all day with a Black Power t-shirt and not have any money? Now, make up your mind. Because that's all it is. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, that ain't right. Well, welcome to the real world. Black people, more than anybody, is always talking about the real world. The real world is, you if you have a black skin, it is true, you're nobody. You can tell people you're somebody. You can tell people you're King Jesus. But to the white supremacists who are running all of your business, if you're black on this planet, and they're running all of your business, even if you think you've got a little drug business that doesn't have anything to do with white supremacy, you are making a huge mistake, because you are their prisoner of war, whether you realize it or not, 24/7 every day and night that you are on this planet called Earth, if you are classified as black. That's the truth. You are completely helpless in the face of their power. And if you think you're not, you're going to join all the black people who join every day that long line of people who wind up real dead real quick. And as we speak now, some black person is showing his muscles to the great, awesome system of white supremacy. You can't tell me what to do. Yes, they can, and they do. And you don't know anybody who can come to your rescue. Your T-shirt, your dreadlocks, your sagging pants, the whole nine yards won't get you anywhere when you go up against the white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
That's been proven over and over and over and over again. Now, you can argue with Neely Fuller and say, you talking that jive, I mean, I know what I can do, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, just keep doing it. Don't argue with Fuller. He's nobody. He's a fellow prisoner. I'm just a fellow prisoner sitting in the cell with you. You go out there and get in the warden's face, I know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I already know what's going to happen. Now, if you think that's not going to happen, try it. If you haven't done it before. But a lot of us, we spend our entire existence, and I can understand it, black males particularly, we want to be men. But we can't be men in the system of white supremacy. It's impossible. It can't be done. You got to get rid of the entire system in order to be to qualify to that thing called man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Just like that song, Just Keep It Up and See What Happens.
I haven't heard the song. But,
oh, yeah. That was
yeah, awesome. But see, you don't have to take anybody's word for it. I mean, you take on the power of the white supremacists. Now, you can get away with that stuff among other black people.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in black people's face all day long. The white supremacists like that.
They don't care.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. I mean, y'all kill each other. You can kill your mother. They don't care. You know, hey, hooray. You know, more power to you. All right? That's what we want you to do. You know, because we were intending to kill her anyway.
Mm.
All right? So go right ahead. Kill your mother. Kill your sister. Kill your brother. Kill the fella, the other black guy
mm-hmm.
that passes you on the street and bumps up against you, and he looks just like you. Is dressed just like you. He's got a black power shirt on, too. But y'all going to kill each other, okay? Oh, yeah, the white supremacists love that.
Yes.
So, you know, and that happens all the time. Yeah, you walk around talking about how black you are, but you're the first person to get in another black person's face and want to do them harm, okay? I mean, you got all your, you know, how many black people wear dreadlocks who are now getting their picture taken right now for killing black people, robbing black people, breaking in black people's houses. But they're wearing dreads. If you're wearing dreads, you don't do no harm to black people, period. That's what that's supposed to have meant. But see, it's just another style.
Yes, sir.
To attract attention. And then when you get the attention, what are you going to do with it?
Wow. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. The Quay Morgan Hill Show, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, and This is Libby. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. All you have to do, as I say every week, is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and you will find a list of the current programming, and if we have any new ones, they're there also. You can check those out, which is called sampling. Check it out and see if you like it. You don't have to, but if you want an honest opinion of it, you need to check it out, research it, and see if you like it or not. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And yes, the usual suspects and those who have been with the show understand exactly what's happening. But they are big time in play today, but that's okay. Speaking about that, next Wednesday, the 27th, I believe, will be a rebroadcast of a previous show. I have no idea what that show will be, but you will still hear Mr. Fuller's voice and my voice discussing the previous show. So we're not going to be here. Your Talktainment Radio is not going to be a live show. But the following week, we plan to be back on. 1-877-932-9766 is the number, or the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And going there, it says this. This comes from Mr. Person. He says, good morning, Mr. Fuller. I'm still learning. I have purchased your book and have been studying your interviews on Talktainment for the last few months. In the given climate of what is occurring right now, I believe that black people need a codified guide on the subject and domains of information technology, because information tech is specifically based on codes. So I am 90% done with the guide I wrote that develops codes and constructive concepts that black people can use to assist them in solving problems at work and acquiring wealth. I used some of the codes before I knew what it was a year ago. The guide is based on receipts, concepts, and asking questions on how to deal and break the system of racism, white supremacy. Mr. Fuller, do you think this is a constructive attempt, or what is your advice on this concept?
Well, my advice on the concept is that everything should be codified. Codified just means you do what works. You don't do what doesn't work. That's it. And that covers a lot of the things we have started off with this morning, starting with religion, and then we went to that, to how to act on the job when you went in there and asked for a job and whatnot. You do what works. You don't do anything that doesn't work. I mean, that's what they call common sense. I mean, even before you come up with anything like a code, just common sense. A rabbit does what works.
Okay, hold it right
there,
Mr.
Fuller.
Hold it right there, Mr. Fuller. We'll get back to that. Let's see here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. I want Mr. Fuller to continue with his answer on that question and more of your Gmails and calls coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts? Sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
All right, you're back. Got the power radio, which you really do. Talk to him at radio.com. We're speaking with Mr. Neely Fuller from Washington, D.C., live from Washington, D.C., and the subject is religion. Yeah, religion. Breaking away from the colonization of thought of what they told us religion is. And if you missed the first one half hour, Mr. Fuller broke it down and will continually break it down. What religion is and how it works. He was in the middle of a question when we had to go to break. Oh, let me read this. Coming back. Talk to him at radio.com. We go where you go. Talk to him at radio.com. App to your, download it to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. We're talking about religion. 1-877-932-9766 or 7. Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y at gmail.com. Okay, Mr. Fuller, I'm going to go back to that question that D.A. Wrote so that we can get a clear answer to that, because I had to go to commercial. He said, given in the given climate of what is occurring right now, Mr. Fuller, I believe that black people need a codified guide on the subject and domains of information technology, because information technology is specifically based on codes. So I'm 90% done with a guide I wrote that develops codes and constructive concepts that black people can use to assist them in solving problems at work and acquiring wealth. I use some of the code before I even knew what it was a year ago. The guide is based on receipts, concepts, and asking questions on how to deal and break the system of racism, white supremacy. Mr. Fuller, do you think this is a constructive attempt, and what is your advice on the concept? And you were in the process of answering that.
Well, my whole work is based on problem solving. So those are the two words. Or you can add another word, constructive.
Yes.
Constructive problem solving. That should be what every black person or every person, every white person on the planet, constructive problem solving, constructive problem solving, each and every minute of each and every day. That should be what people should be about. Underline the word constructive problem solving. That is code. You can use whatever kind of language you want, but it comes down to those three words. Everybody should have that in their mind when they get up in the morning and go to bed at night. Am I a person who is about solving problems in the most constructive manner that can be done by anybody anywhere? Am I one of those people? Because if you're not one of those people, that's the type of person you should be trying to be, regardless of where you are on the planet, Neely Fuller included. When he gets up in the morning, he should have in mind, in one or more areas of activity, or in all areas of activity,
yes,
am I about doing everything and saying everything in a manner that will get the most constructive result?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody on the planet, everybody who definitely is considers themselves as being black and or non-white in a white supremacist system, just think about, focus on. Stop making things so complicated. Focus on, am I about solving problems in the most constructive manner? That the way that I am intending to go about solving this problem better than anything that anybody has ever done before. That should be your goal.
Okay.
Constructive problem solving in answer to the question. Yes, anything that is going to solve a problem in a constructive manner. You don't have to dress it up with a whole lot of fancy language. Just ask that bottom line question. This thing that I'm proposing, is it going to solve a problem in the most constructive manner that can be done by anybody anywhere?
Okay.
That should be your goal.
All right. All right, DA, Mr. Fuller addressed that. Let's go to this one. Daryl with double R-O-L. He says, Mr. Fuller, I've seen it as proof that I'm a prisoner of war, been from Jamaica, and living in the USA. Both experiencing these two countries, I realized that racism is refined, and I realize at work, white people always codify themselves around me by limiting what to talk about around me. My question to you, Mr. Fuller, is, do you think that if the signs were still up, sundown towns and lynching, we as black people would have to codify ourselves and get a lot more done?
Yes. See, the more you're aware of the system of white supremacy, and that's why I put these things in the front of the book. If you don't understand white supremacy, which is racism, that's the only type of racism there really is. That's the root. If you don't understand white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will confuse you. That's an absolute. In the beginning of both of my books, I put it in, took up a whole page,
mm-hmm,
with just that quote. And they're among the pages in the front of the book. When you turn the pages, in my first edition, the 1984 edition, I added in small print on one of the facing pages. Okay, so it might have been missed. But I took up a whole page just to put those words in there in the word guide and the revised expanded edition of the textbooks for victims of white supremacy. If you don't understand white white supremacy, racism, what it is, and how it works. Everything else that you understand will confuse you. You are going to be a confused black person if you don't understand white supremacy. And that's in any area that you're in. If you're in the area of economics, which we all are, we're in all these areas.
Yes.
All right. But if you want to put a label on them, education. If you're confused about white supremacy and you're a teacher or a student, you're in the field of education, but you don't understand white supremacy, you're going to be confused about everything that you're teaching. And if you're a student, you're going to be confused about everything that you're learning. If you're a person of color, in order to make sense of this entire world, you should be in the business of, first of all, understanding the system of white supremacy, what it is and how it works in every area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Because to the extent that you are not understanding of how these things work in the system of white supremacy, which is the only government on the planet, by the way.
Yes, sir.
You are going to be confused. That's a guarantee.
That's a given.
It doesn't make any difference where you are on the planet, or who you know, or how long you've been on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, consult the elders and all like that. You can't go by how long a person has been here. I've been here quite a while. All right? And I don't understand how the system of white supremacy works for the most part. If I did, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. Because there wouldn't be no such thing as that.
Yes, sir.
All right? So there is no one who has a complete understanding of what the white supremacists do. They are the strangest people on the planet to a victim of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And proof of it is the victims are always trying to catch up, trying to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like Dr. Francis Crest Wilson used to say in all of her speeches, he used to say, black people got that habit of going around saying, hey, man, what's happening? All right? It's because we are the people, more than anybody, who got no idea of what's happening,
yeah.
All right? And that is true.
That's true.
And that holds true each and every day. We are asking the correct question because we think, including black people who go around, and we are the greatest pretenders in the world. We pretend that we know everything about what's going on, how the white supremacists operate, you know, how their corporate structure operates. We know all about that. Homeboy knows all about that. Well, he got that down pat. Yeah, he knows how Wall Street works. Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his super ghetto knowledge.
Yeah.
Marvin
Gaye asked that question, what's going on?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's do this. D.A. Pearson, I need to say this to you. Mr. Fuller, first of all, he said thank you. He said he's trying to find a live podcast, and he called the number. D.A., the line is open because after Mr. Fuller speaks about his book, we're going to go to the phone lines. But you can call if you want to, D.A. The number is 1-877-932-9766. Let me say that slowly. 877-932-9766, and we will get you on. Now, talktainmentradio.com, we go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept here on talktainmentradio.com. Our subject is religion, and we're actually discussing, Mr. Fuller is discussing religion right now as we speak. But it is at this time that we have Mr. Fuller speak about his book, and according to the Gmails I'm getting, Mr. Fuller, many are trying to get your book. Many have gotten your book, and it is going down even into South Africa and also the concept called, what is it, French Guiana or whatever it is. But it's beginning to spread. But anyway, this is your time to speak about your book. Go ahead, please, sir.
Well, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. And I always tell people, sometimes when people get in touch with me or they talk to me and they you know, baffled by certain things and all like that. And I said, well, do you have the book? And they say, well, no, we don't. So I basically try to tell people, go to the book first and then start asking questions, and we can be on the same page somewhat, because the way I wrote the book is kind of different from the way a lot of books are written. I use words, that's why I have a word guide, in a different way.
Yes, sir.
Like I say on this program over and over again, and that has not caught on yet. In all the years I've been doing it, people will say, after I have pointed it out, because I've told them to try it, just to try it and see how it goes. Don't say anything against America. I try to get people to do that. Why? Because when you do, you are doing nothing but putting something in your way that you don't have to put in your way. You don't speak out against America. You don't even think that way. I mean, your thoughts shouldn't be anti-American. Why? Because Americans are wonderful people. They are the type of people that people ought to be. That's who they are. Americans are people the way that people should be. But here's what you always keep in mind when you use that term. They don't exist. There are no such people as Americans. They don't exist. That's a concept. And I just want to keep saying that. I mean, you know, while I'm talking about my book here, I mean, just that word America. Americans are people who practice justice. Nobody practices justice. Nowhere on this planet. Nowhere. Justice means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, that doesn't happen anywhere on this planet any time of day or night. Somebody is being mistreated every minute of every day, and somebody is not getting the help that they need, a whole lot of somebodies, all right? So Americans don't exist. You try to do bring America into existence. That's what every black person should want, for America, Africa, and Asia to finally come into existence. Because all three of these categories of people, according to what I write, that's why I say I write differently, and I can prove what I'm saying. And most white people, if you talk to them long enough, who are legislators and all like that, they would have to agree. Why? Because that's the truth. They will tell you, America is evolving. Well, if anything that's evolving means it hasn't arrived where it should be. See?
Yes, sir.
Most political people will say that if you talk to them in depth. See, so this thing called America is an idea that has not come to fruition. You're going to have to make it come to fruition. And that includes Africa and Asia, because they all have the same definition. You can't be an African and mistreat someone. You can't be an Asian. A person will say that, oh, I'm from Asia, you know. Yes, I mean, I'm from Central Asia. I'm from, you know, the island of such and such. I mean, in Asia and whatnot. And I'm an Asian. You're not an Asian if you mistreat people. You're just a person that mistreats people. That's all you are. That's what you are. You're not nothing else. All right? So don't come on with that. An African or American, too. You mistreat people. You mistreat anybody. You are not an American, and you are not an African, and you are not an Asian. You don't qualify for any one of those.
Okay.
Yes. So there are three types of people. If we're not those things, what are we on this planet? We're white people, non-white people and white supremacists. That's what you got on this planet. Those are the three categories, not African, not American, not Asian. And you can take those, you can take that, what I just said to the bank, because you can stand behind those words and you can prove it. Logically speaking, you can prove it based on logic. Now, a person that doesn't like logic, they're going to have a problem with it. But you can get the book by going to producejustice.com.
Okay.
We got to get the words straight first.
Yes, sir.
Before you can solve problems.
Okay. Let's do this. We have about four or five minutes in this section before we go to the second part of the program. We're speaking about religion in this system of racism, which is white supremacy. Let's go to the caller. Caller, we may have to take you over into the next hour. But go ahead with your question for Mr. Fuller.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. As I continue to focus on my mission, I've been observing my environment. I've been noticing just conversations I've been having with people just regards to the nine areas of activity. And in my opinion, you know, the conversations go well. You know, we agree upon a lot of different topics, but then someone will say, well, you know, Jesus is going to come save us. So, and then it baffles me. At that point, I'm just baffled and, you know, shocked, you know, based on our conversations prior. And they thinking that, you know, this white man is coming to save us in his war zone. And I know that, you know, we have been, it has been embedded in us to believe in this Christian concept. So, Mr. Fuller, do you think that Christianity has caused non-white people to not fully understand the compensatory logic the way that it should be understood?
Well, I won't say that, because that will not get the results that codification is supposed to get. For me to criticize Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or Confucianism or any religion, here is the codified procedure for handling everything when it comes to religion, according to what is in the textbook for victims of racism. Three questions. You don't make statements about religion other than what religion is, a strong belief backed up by action. If you want to put it in simple terms, that's anybody's religion. A strong belief. First, you believe in something, and you prove you believe in that something by the things that you do. So, it's just three questions that I have when I talk about religion. These are the ones that I go to immediately. I don't get into the details of anybody's religion, because I don't know all the details, even of religions that I've been a part of, all right? So, in answer to your question, here is the way to go that's recommended by the code. What is the name of your religion? It's just three questions. First of all, what's the name of your religion? Number two, what does your religion require you to do, sir or ma'am, in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war? That's other people's religions, that is.
Uh-huh.
What does your religion require you to do? If you got a religion, you're doing something according to your religion. You have to be. All right, that's number two. And number three, what does your religion require you to do when you interact with me in all of those areas of activity? And don't go no further than that. Don't go any further than those three questions when you're talking to somebody about religion. Otherwise, you're going to get the one thing that you definitely don't want to have, and that's an argument. Don't argue about religion, ever, ever. Find yourself in a shouting match or, you know, falling out with somebody about a religious discussion. Just ask those three questions and listen for the answers. What is the name of your religion? What does your religion require you to do? That's your religion, so most religions have requirements. And number three, and this is a real important one, what does your religion require you to do when you interact with me?
Wow. Got to cut it right there. I am so sorry, man, but music is playing. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We will hear you or see you on the second hour. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.